every dealership pays the same amount to the factory for a new Chevy. But some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, the low price you see is the low price you pay. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com, find new roads.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Mark Rody here in the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. First four games between the two, as a matter of fact, decided by a goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. The aching body of the Bears, Kyle Long.
After we shut him down, he had a lot of things bothering him, his ankle, shoulder. The neck was a little bit of an issue. Didn't know the extent, but now we do, and it's been repaired.
Now, as a matter of fact, Long had surgery on his neck yesterday for a herniated disc. That's according to Bears head coach John Fox. 23 points a game over his last five is what Nikola Mirotic is averaging for the Bulls, who host Orlando tonight. Blackhawks in Dallas tomorrow. Baseball, San Francisco acquires Evan Longoria from Tampa Bay, and the Orioles' Zach Britton out of order for the next 6 months because of a ruptured Achilles. LaVar Ball said today that he's launching a basketball league for nationally ranked players who have graduated from high school but don't want to go to college. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Mark Rody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Crime wave in Gotham. Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Coming up, more problems for a troubled
earthquake.
Scooter.
Yep, we're having an earthquake.
Breaking into homes and tickling people.
Fans quickly trashed his pantsless look on social media.
Also, in other news,
the whistle's got woo!
He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
He's on the lean. And the mob.
I said, oh Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He thought the car was a spaceship and that the driver was an alien.
He lost his life savings, $2,600, and all he has to show for it is this stuffed banana with dreadlocks.
All right, you may be familiar with former number two overall pick, former Oklahoma City Thunder, and current New York Knick Enes Kanter. Well, he is facing a four-year, eight-month prison sentence back in his home country, according to Turkish media reports. This is from TMZ Sports, and it's all over his social media war on Turkey's President Erdogan. Turkey's government-run news agency says the chief public prosecutor's office in Istanbul has indicted the Knicks star for his insulting tweets about Erdogan, a man Kanter has previously referred to as the Hitler of our century. Back in May, Enes was detained at a Romanian airport because his Turkish passport was canceled. Cantor was ultimately allowed to return to the U.S., but he became a wanted man in Turkey after Erdogan labeled him a terrorist. Enes said he would have been dead within days if he was shipped back to Turkey and jailed. He's now hoping to become an American citizen and considers himself, quote, countryless. Aren't you happy that you live in a place where the president can't just jail you?
Give it a week. Somebody please find Charlie Villanueva's toilet.
Dude, I saw this. And
the former NBA player, he was on Twitter today complaining his toilet was among the items stolen from his Dallas home during a burglary. He most recently played with the Mavericks, a former first-round pick. His name came up the other day when we were talking about Kevin Garnett, mm-hmm. and he said he looks like a cancer patient, mm-hmm. even though he's got alopecia universalis, which is what former Cubs skipper Mike Quatty has as well. Villanueva, in a series of tweets, says his home appliances were taken also, but he posted a photo of the space in his bathroom where his toilet once stood. He described it as mind-blowing, saying he's in shock, and then he criticized police for a slow response to the burglary report, saying he called them four times about the purloined toilet. Another Twitter user created the handle Stolen Toilet and responded to one of his tweets by asking, Charlie, are you looking for me?
Oh, no.
Was it a real... Some toilets are valuable.
Yes, some toilets are gold. So I want to know if the burglar is like, uh-oh, that... That Polish isn't sitting right in my stomach. I got the BGs.
Like in Pulp Fiction, right, where he's right. in the and house, he just happens to sit down.
He tries it out.
And he leaves his submachine gun sitting on the kitchen counter by the stove.
He tries it out. He's like, this is
the best toilet ever.
A high-grade toilet I'm on here. All right, Tiny, come rip this out the wall and throw this in the truck.
We might as well take this. We got room on the truck for this?
You got to be there a while, too, to do your business and then steal a toilet.
Yeah, I'm the only time that my apartment...
You ever use a bidet? Was it a bidet?
I didn't know how. I've been in Europe enough times to kind of look at it. And
right. Why is there a drinking from the fountain?
I was going to say, this water fountain's weird. But no, I didn't really use it. No.
I wanted one when I was a kid, when I first learned about them. But then I'm like, you gotta walk around with a wet butt. Like, you still apply toilet paper, right?
Off.
I'm just saying, why would you just have, like, we got wipes in the bathroom if you want to use them. You know, because some people don't like the dry
crush. You want to go outside and sit on a garden hose? Right. You can do that too. I mean, there's all sorts of things. If that's, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Exactly.
You know? I have five of bros.
All right, stop it. Be very serious here, Dan. Oh, we're going to talk about injuries.
Injuries. Very serious. This is my serious face.
Are you guys, are you baseball people familiar with Martin Perez?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Consider this another entry in the Encyclopedia of Weird Baseball Injuries. Rangers pitcher Martin Perez is likely to begin the season on the disabled list after an incident with a bull at his ranch in Venezuela.
Ooh.
The bad news is Perez needed surgery Monday after he fractured the radial head of his right elbow. The good news is Perez pitches with his left arm, so he won't be out nearly as long as he would have been if it was the other elbow.
But what happened?
Perez was injured when he fell and landed on his elbow after the bull startled him, according to Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News.
Hey,
Martin! He's expected to miss about 4 months,
gotcha.
Which would keep him out through most of the first month of the season. Perez, 26, has been exceptionally durable for the Rangers over the last two seasons, totaling 383 2/3 innings in 65 starts. He has a 4.82 Ernie and 115 strikeouts last season. I saw
which startled him and he fell down.
See, that's the thing. It doesn't say he was on the bull, and it doesn't say a bull was chasing him. It kind of sounds like his back was to a bull, and the bull did something
like snorted or something,
or
like
banged up against a cage, and he. But how do you fall from that?
I mean,
this sounds like to me.
I've been startled by a house cat before, or
right, where you didn't
like
see
an insect like, oh, okay. or something. Right, whoa, right. yeah, you know.
This sounds to me like Martin Perez was doing something else, and he just happens to own bulls, and he can blame it on bulls. Or a gym bag, or washing a pickup truck.
Brian Greasy's dog.
Right, yes. or exactly.
Right.
This doesn't sound like Martin Perez actually had an incident with a bull.
A species of Mexican fish Amasses in
live fish, live, live Mexican, Mexican, Mexican
20% off Mexican fish. Amasses in reproductive orgies so loud they can deafen other sea animals. This, according to odd scientists here described in The Guardian, they're calling for preservation of the spectacle that's now threatened by overfishing. An individual spawning Gulf Corvina, I don't know much about the Corvina, it utters a mating call resembling what they describe as a really loud machine gun with multiple rapid sound pulses. And when hundreds of thousands of fish get together to spawn once a year, the collective chorus sounds like a crowd cheering at a stadium or perhaps a really loud beehive, says study co-author Timothy Rowell of the University of San Diego. The sound levels generated by chorusing is loud enough to cause at least temporary, if not permanent, hearing loss in marine mammals that were observed preying on the fish. These spawning events are among the loudest wildlife events found on planet Earth. Wow. And the loudest sound ever recorded for a fish species. The frequencies of sound produced by the Corvina fell within a range that could harm the hearing of seals, sea lions, and dolphins, or even deafen them. It's also a popular eating fish. And each spring, all the adults of the species migrate to a single site, the Colorado River Delta, in the northernmost part of Mexico's Gulf of California.
So that's their Lollapalooza.
The spawning aggregation can number into the low millions, or it's, you know, Burning Man, or the Joshua meeting Tree. Of the Juggalos.
The meeting of the I'm trying to
the gathering of the Juggalos.
I'm picturing like a dolphin or a shark with the broom handle, like upstairs already. Stop. Have you ever lived close to a loud sex having, you know, couple?
Lived close to
like next door or beneath or something like that, an apartment complex, like the couple that just can't wait to let you know
the headboard slamming. No,
it's going down.
I can't say I have.
I have on several different occasions, and it is some of the most erotic stuff you've ever heard in your life.
You're kidding, right?
No, it's not. It's awful.
Right? It's probably gross.
It's always when you have company over that hasn't had sex in decades too. It's like when you got grandma
what are they
over.
Doing?
They got Bible study next to our son. Yeah, that's exactly what's happening,
yep,
Mom.
It's the post Bible study wrestling match.
It's getting biblical over there, Granny. Check this out. UFC president Dana White said his organization is discussing a potential deal with undefeated boxer Floyd Mayweather that could bring Mayweather out of retirement and into the octagon.
No.
Quote, we're talking to Floyd about doing a UFC deal, White told ESPN's Brett Okamoto, who originally reported the discussions. Quote, it's real. He was talking about boxing Conor McGregor. Was that real? Have you heard Floyd talk about many things that aren't real? He usually tips his hand when he's in the media, and that bleep ends up happening. We're interested in doing something with Floyd. Everything is a realistic possibility. Mayweather versus McGregor effing happened. Anything is possible. Mayweather boxed UFC star Conor.
Anything's possible.
Thank you very much, McGregor, on August 26th in what was one of the most lucrative fights of all time. The fight, which Mayweather won by TKO after an entertaining 10 rounds, drew more than 4 million domestic pay-per-view buys and netted Mayweather more than $100 million. Throughout the buildup of the fight, McGregor's UFC lightweight championship frequently taunted Mayweather by telling him that he could beat him in a UFC, quote, a real fight. Mayweather said multiple times that he could fight next in the octagon, but Okamoto is reporting that these discussions likely do not center around Mayweather-McGregor rematch in the octagon, given the significant safety concerns that would come from a boxer making a foray into the mixed martial arts. Let me tell Floyd something here. Leave with your dignity, fam. Like, this is not the lane you want to jump in. These MMA dudes are animals. Conor McGregor will whoop the tar out of you. You don't want those problems.
Yeah, in that arena. No.
Yeah. Hands, feet, elbows, shins, everything.
Members of the shins.
Oh, Jesus. Everything coming your way. I'm talking using the cage as part of your weaponry in terms of choking you out or getting leverage on you while his feet are linked up to the cage and he's got you in a hold. You cannot make this jump. I don't give a damn.
That's
how
like
much
being startled by a bull.
You know, right, you don't, exactly. Yeah. This is a dumb move.
Right.
I don't care how much money they're throwing in your way in front of your face, Floyd Mayweather.
Well, you can't say that. You can't not care how much money, because
Dan,
it'll be over fast. He'll tap out, and then he's just
rich. But he's still a competitor, and he's still a fighter in the end. It ends up being bad for those guys. You can't just turn that off. I don't care how, you know, not well-versed you are in that. Hell, Conor McGregor is a competitor. He had stepped into a boxing ring forever. And he was like, oh, I'm going to box this guy. I'm going to box one of the greatest of all time. Got his ass whooped. So, Floyd, someone around you should tell you that this is an awful, awful idea.
That's In Other News, brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. We will learn more about the Bears as Zach Zaidman will join us live from Hallis Hall next on The Score.
That's why I don't read the newspaper.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
The Bears are a bad football.
They're a bad football team. John Fox's conservatism is not only an annoying problem, but it stands directly in the way of potential development for the quarterback. Dowell Loggins is a bad quarterback whisperer.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The Green Bay Packers made it official yesterday with a very simple tweet. Packers place QB Aaron Rodgers on injured reserve and sign QB Joe Callahan. What a punch in the gut. And what a brutal end to the emotional roller coaster that it's been for the past few weeks in Green Bay. However, this is the best decision. Really a very easy decision for Rodgers and for that team. I mean, you know he wants to be out there. You know he wants to go to battle, even if he can't make the playoffs. But the classic risk versus reward calculation. In this case, there is no calculation. Because it's all risk and there is no reward. There is not one single good reason why you would let him take another snap this season. And especially against a very good Vikings defense that busted him up in the first place and you know would be coming for him again. You took your shot, it didn't work, and now the smart play is to sit him down, let him go back to recovering, and get ready for 2018. I'm Jim Rome.
It's time to go Mercedes-Benz shopping at Knauss during the Mercedes-Benz winter event. Oh, what fun it is to take advantage of special offers and attractive lease programs on every 2017 and 2018 Mercedes-Benz model we have in stock. And Knauss has them all. C-Class, E-Class, S-Class, sedans, coupes, and cabriolets. Each one a stunning, luxurious engineering marvel designed with class-leading performance and innovations. So step inside our showroom and look around. You'll be excited in ways you have never imagined. Plus, if you're looking for a new Mercedes-Benz SUV, every model is attractively priced and ready for immediate delivery. The Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. One more big reason Knauss is the choice for your next Mercedes-Benz. Knauss Auto Park, Route 41, Lake Bluff. Knauss.com.
Your girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They are like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they are a feeling, an invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you do not have to wrap because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them The Score sent you.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
This segment on The Score brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess. Who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared. and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set, featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hey, Big Poppy. DXL wants to know how you excel.
I excel under pressure.
DJ Khaled.
I excel for the encore.
And Sundance.
I excel at any key.
Oh, yeah.
DXL, the destination for men's XL style. Unrivaled fits from hundreds of brands, starting at size XL. Visit DestinationXL.com or a store near you.
Time to excel.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Tonight, from 7 to 10, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes along with special guest Terry Bors at Tom Kelly's Chop House and Pub in New Lenox for a special live broadcast. See Lawrence do the show live and buy a copy of Terry's book, A Score of a Lifetime. Then get it signed by Terry himself. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. A Score of a Lifetime, available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Can I get back to football, or?
I imagine so. Zach Zaidman is on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. He is on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. And there is some injury news with the Bears shuffling some guys around the roster a bit. And we found out some more specifics about Kyle Long. He's here to tell us everything. Hi, Zach.
Yeah, the most important thing. Hey, guys. The most important thing in regards to Kyle Long is that John Fox today said that Long had a herniated disc in his neck that was repaired via surgery, which is why on social media you saw the pictures with Kyle having that thing around his neck on the hospital bed there before the surgery. So there's a process there. Long intimated that there will probably be more surgeries to other body parts because he's really banged up. The neck thing is a new revelation. It stems from the shoulder injury. He tore the shoulder last year in the second preseason game against the Patriots. Wasn't able to have that operated on because he ended up having to have reconstructive ankle surgery when he was rolled up on in Tampa Bay last season. He also has torn tendons and ligaments, and his ring finger on his left hand is dislocated in two different spots. And so he's got a lot of different things that he's dealing with that hopefully he'll get the opportunity to get healthy. And by the time training camp rolls around, he's 100% ready to go and at full strength, unlike this past season where there was weight loss and he was dealing with the complications from the ankle surgery. And they need him as close to full strength as he can get because he is a difference maker when he's out there. Pernell McPhee goes on IR, not a surprise, with two games to go. Had that shoulder injury that he retweaked against the Detroit Lions. Meantime, the four-win Bears are suddenly making guarantees.
Uh-oh.
Defensive lineman Akeem Hicks today asked about playing the winless Browns.
How much do you guys focus on not being that team to be the first?
We won't be that team. Simple as that. We won't let that happen.
You didn't even say it.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know why there's laughter in the background there. The Bears are 0-7 in the John Fox era when favored.
It's amazing.
To win games.
That's amazing. They've never won a game under John Fox.
Hey, Bears, you're supposed to win. They've nope, we're going to lose.
Wait, hold my beer. Right?
Nope.
Oh, that's so soul crushing.
Which is why, to me, it is rather stunning that people are surprised that there wasn't a Bear who was voted into the Pro Bowl last night. I mean, they're 13-33 over the last 3 years. Now, you can say it's a popularity contest, and to a certain extent it is, but, you know, if you had legit Pro Bowl players, chances are you wouldn't be 13-33 over the last 2 years.
Never I think there's an argument for Jordan Howard over Mark Ingram.
I think you can make that argument. Yeah,
Mark Ingram scored a bunch of touchdowns, but Jordan Howard has had himself a fantastic
correct
year.
Me if I'm wrong, but isn't there a provision in Mark Ingram's current contract that if he's named, not Pro Bowl, but if he's named to one of the all-pro teams, he becomes a free agent immediately?
I'm not sure of that.
I believe there is, and I don't know if it's first, because I don't think it's going to be first team all-pro.
Right, right.
All-pro
team.
I think if he's named to an all-pro team, he can immediately opt out of his deal.
Good for him. But that's not why you call. Go ahead, Zach. I'm sorry.
Well, I think on the defensive side of the ball, there is a player that has a legit argument, and that would be Akeem Hicks. And he was asked a number of questions about not being voted into the Pro Bowl last night.
Man, it's like telling a kid he ain't getting no presents for Christmas. You know what I mean? So, you know, it hurts, but I'll be all right. I'll survive, you know. As long as the fans of Chicago see me as, you know, one of their favorite players, I'll be happy at the end of the day.
How much do you think it hurts not being on a winning team? John Fox kind of said it does.
Yeah, it doesn't really work out when you don't have the record to match your performance, right? You know, I go out there, laid out there every Sunday, last week on Saturday. But, the respect of your peers is something that you always want. And, you know what, my little high fives after the game with my, other guys that play my position and stuff like that, it gives me enough respect to carry me over this offseason.
Being a 3-4 defensive end technically hurt you in the Pro Bowl voting?
Yeah, it's kind of a sticky situation because if you look at the interior, because I'm more of an interior defender, if you look at all 8 of my sacks, they came from a three technique or one technique. So it plays a role there where you're not actually out there to be a speed rusher all the time and your main responsibility isn't to rush the passer. As far as, I'm not going to just toot my own horn, but you guys are asking, right? So as far as defensive run stops, Damon Harrison is the leading run stopper. I'm matched with him there with 36 run stops, with 38 now. And as far as sacks, guys that play interior usually have 5 to 6. I got 8. So, statistically, when you go to interior defensive linemen, I outperform.
So there is Akeem Hicks providing some logic to...
Good for him for it meaning that much to him. A lot of guys will front and say, I didn't mean that much to me. Good for him for owning it and
he's
saying
got goals.
That it does really mean something to him, that kind of validation.
Yeah, remember I told you about Quentin Demps' speech to the Bears in the hotel the night before the game against the Bengals? That's one of the things that he talked about, is that you can chase your individual goals within the framework of the team, and I think that's what Akeem Hicks has been trying to do all season. I do want to flip over to the offensive side of the ball, because you'll recall when we last heard from John Fox at the podium, he was talking about how he thought Trubisky was coming off of his best game as a professional quarterback despite the 3 interceptions in Detroit. Here's Dowell Loggins when asked the same thing today.
To me, I mean, it's more important that he does exactly what he's done and keeps stacking good games. It was a good game, and I know that everyone's, you guys that watch the tape hard and study it the right way, you guys see the growth in those things. That if you don't, you want to talk about stat lines and all you see is the 3 interceptions and you're missing what really happened in the game. And two of them, like, we need that back. We need to make those plays. decisions, a better decision, a better throw on the two that he can control. But he played really well outside those two plays, made good decisions, you know, and he needs to do the same thing this week.
So he was talking about the first interception being a bad throw by Trubisky, but the second interception was all on the quarterback. It's a throw he forced in. Trubisky said he was baited into that throw, and you can't have that because that's in the red zone. The third interception, there was a breakdown in protection, and then the tight end, Daniel Brown, went one way. Trubisky went the other, and Lockin said that that was not on the quarterback. So I thought it was interesting the way he broke that down. And then he did talk about some of those throws that Trubisky made in the second half. And I told you guys this the other day. He felt that some of the throws that Trubisky made in that second half were arguably his best as a professional quarterback. The two to Wheaton, had one to Kendall Wright, and that was maybe because they loosened it up. And I still think that there's got to be a little bit of a better balance, and we don't know what the Bears offensive line is going to look like in terms of being able to run the ball against the Browns, because Tom Compton practiced on a limited basis. You know, he's coming off that concussion. We don't know if he's been cleared. And then you have Josh Sitton, who did not participate today in practice as he recovers from that ankle injury. So you could have, you know, a slew of different linemen on the interior there. If Hronis Grassou has to play, they slide Cody Whitehair over, and Bradley Soule has to play one of the guard positions. That could make it extremely difficult for them to run the ball the way they have when they've had the interior of the line intact heading into this weekend.
Nuggets and tidbits?
Yes. Here is John Fox, the Bears head coach, on his philosophy on takeaways.
We've had our hands on our share of balls. We just haven't come down with them. If you get your hands on all the balls or catch all the balls you get your hands on, you usually lead the league in interception.
And quarterback Mitchell Trubisky today was asked if he grew up a Browns fan, and said that he was a moderate Browns fan growing up. Asked if he ever had a Browns jersey as a kid. He said he couldn't afford one when he was a kid.
Oh. A hardscrabble story, background of one Mitchell Trubisky. Did not know that.
Yeah, I didn't think that was the case when we heard about his family in the past. They couldn't afford a Browns jersey? Can't you get one at Marshall's for like?
I think his dad. I don't know. I don't know how.
Well, that's not how they budgeted their money.
You know, who was the quarterback of the Browns when Mitch was a kid?
Oh, they're probably 20 quarterbacks.
Right.
Kelly
so
Holcomb,
I mean,
Derek Anderson. Maybe?
I mean, would you really have wanted a Browns quarterback jersey back then?
Probably not.
I believe his dad was a Dolphins fan, so you probably tried to get him interested in Dan Marino as a kid, I would think.
Interesting and rich. All right,
Zach, see you guys.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey, I'm giving you everything here in this 4-1 season.
You have been working your ass off trying to make a team interesting that's not very interesting.
See you guys.
All right, brother.
Thank you,
Zach. When we come back, Dan, let's talk about Kyle Long, because I think he's trying to control what's being said about him, and he did it on social media.
This is an extension of what Jay Glazer brought to Fox on his behalf, I think.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update studio, I'm Mark Grody. The Wolves beat Rockford last week on a last-second goal. The first four games between the two were decided by one goal. Chicago hosts Rockford in a rematch Saturday, December 30th at Allstate Arena. ChicagoWolves.com for tickets. Beyond the Bears, look at the Bulls. Six straight wins and hosting an Orlando team tonight, which has lost five in a row. Hockey Patrick Sharp not in today's line pairings and practice, has not been producing. Blackhawks in Dallas tomorrow. Baseball, the Rays trade Evan Longoria to San Francisco, and Baltimore's Zach Britton will miss 6 months with a ruptured Achilles. And bringing it all together, Bears, Cubs, White Sox, Blackhawks, Bulls have formed the Chicago Sports Alliance in the name of helping to slow violence in the city of Chicago, including a generous financial contribution. The football postgame show on the Score is being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. I'm Mark Grody, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Minute Mart.
Sometimes you go on a last minute road trip.
Hey, we need to see my mother.
Road trip!
We need snacks.
Here's a list of reasons why
why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
How long for the Bears? He has a finger injury. Well, listen, I got a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy who got a guy who actually connected me with Kyle Long here. And finger injury? This guy's been playing with a torn labrum, two dislocated fingers, a torn tendon in his hand, a torn ligament, and a reconstructed ankle. So while a pinky is a very valuable appendage, that's not what Kyle's been dealing with. He's been toughing out a lot this year.
So on social media last night, and when I saw the Instagram story and the Instagram post where Kyle Long had a hospital gown on and then he had the emojis of the knives, you know, knife, back to back to back. He was trying to intimate that he was going under the knife. And then you take a look at his Twitter feed, and this was posted 18 hours ago. Crush surgery today, important procedure that will lead to much relief and success. Great doctors at North Shore Web.
Yeah, on the one hand, it looks like, hey, this is why I wasn't that good. It could be read as excuse-making. Well, on the other hand, all we ask is for transparency and guys to be open and guys to share what's going on. Yeah. So I'm not mad at him for sharing.
I think he's trying to control the message because he thinks the Bears have done a poor job of it, kind of putting him out there to be the guy who's,
I think you're right,
who's not, you know, not down with the crown, not down for the team. This is 15 hours ago. For people wondering about all my injuries, I'm going to lay out a timeline for you, and it will hopefully help paint a picture of what has transpired the last few years. First 3 years, I played every game except for one or two. I switched positions to help the team in the third year, in parentheses, parenthetically, also wanted a challenge. Learned a lot about offensive line, switching positions. Fourth year, back to guard, .. Healthy, dominant, and improving on a daily basis. Tore my labrum in the preseason. Opted to play the year and be there for my team. Plan was to fix after season. Late in the fourth year, I got rolled up in the pile and mangled my ankle. Surgery and rehab needed, .. No time for the shoulder. Fifth year, coming in, I was nowhere near 100%, and I did what I could to play and help out my young team. As year went on, parenthetically, as a result of the shoulder, things happened in proximity of shoulder that were unfortunate. Neck became an issue. Now it's time for me to fix myself. Wanted you guys to hear it from me. I'm very excited about what the future holds for this team, and I'm jacked up about being healthy again. And again, thank you for all the support. It means the world to me and my family. I'm going to tell you right now, I'd like Kyle Long as a dude. I always have. I thought he was an interesting character from the day he touched down here. His interests are similar to Zach Miller in that you're like, oh, you like that? You like that kind of movie? Or you like that kind of music? I'm down with you. We got similar, you know, tastes. I rock with Kyle Long. He's a video game dude. He's on Twitch battling people all the time. I think he's an interesting character. I think his brother is awesome as well. I think Howie and his wife did a great job with those two dudes on the surface. But when you read these six or seven tweets, he's telling you, this is what you don't know. And this is what you may not be putting together. Yeah, you know I hurt my shoulder. Yeah, you know I hurt my ankle. And you probably didn't know about my neck. But this is the timeline for you of why, in case you thought I didn't want to get those surgeries, why some of those surgeries didn't happen. And how I'm not playing to the level that I want to play to because I'm all the way messed up. I'm going to tell you this. Simply because football, the Bears, my coach, the PR staff, whoever the hell else can't get this message out. It's like how I feel about trusting people with the message. And the reason why I say certain things is I don't trust people will say it the way that I'm going to say it. I think Kyle Long went through a fit of that before and after surgery yesterday.
Because we're not broadcasting from Florida, you probably don't know that it is early signing day in the world of college football. What does that mean? Pete Futak is going to tell us exactly what it means and doesn't mean next on The Score.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, Bears haven't done this great job that you thought they were doing, right? They're not signing free agents. The people making big money in free agency don't want your money. If you're not winning, you're not going to get talent. If people have a choice, they're not coming to your team.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Did you hear Napleton's Valley Hyundai offers a guaranteed price certificate with no hassle and no haggle in just 20 seconds on new Sonatas, Elantras, and Santa Fes? It's easy. Go to NapletonsValleyHyundai.com, click on the instant price button, and in 20 seconds, they'll send you a price certificate. The price you receive is the price you'll pay, and it comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Napleton, second to none since 1931.
See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
Guess
summer...
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep, it's a Chicago Championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
Well, what does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby. And by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen...
Aww.
Size does matter.
Hey girl, have you done something new with your scales? Using new moisturizer? Nice. It really brings out the hazel in your eyes. Oh, hold on. Are you using whitening strips too? Your fangs look good, girl. Really good.
A really charming snake charmer? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
Wait, what? Have you been doing Pilates too?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
And listen, everybody's fired, right? It's another double-digit loss season, as we talked about earlier. So you got to have somebody come in that knows what the hell they're doing and knows how to make a young quarterback play better. And you've got to put him in a scheme and a system that will fit what he can do. The offseason is huge.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
Me, 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 me.
Take a guess, who's the master of holiday giving?
Me, 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 me.
Because he went to Jared and gave her the unforgettable gift of Pandora, like the exclusive Pandora Winter Charm gift set featuring 12 charms and clips, including Jared exclusives, all in a commemorative keepsake box with savings up to $260. The holiday gift that completely crushes it. That's why he went to Jared. While supplies last, see store for details.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
And gift card.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Please refrain from shooting lasers onto the field. Thank you.
Keith Futek.
I love him. My daddy loved him. His daddy loved him.
Publisher of collegefootballnews.com.
I love football. Love it. Love it. I think it's the last bastion of hope for toughness in America in men. in males.
Pie aficionado.
Was that pie I smell?
Pete Futek.
A friend of the program.
Pete Futek.
You can say we, but if your team goes Penn State or Baylor, it's on you.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
It's time for one of the slimiest days of the year, ladies and gentlemen. And who better to bring it in with than our guy Pete Futek from collegefootballnews.com. Pete A!
First of all, this is a sad moment. I mean, we're not keeping up the Boris and Bernstein former annual tradition of me doing this hit while at Disney World dodging fat, ugly, stupid people.
Yes, that's right. You're almost always at Disney World.
Exactly.
Wow.
Tomorrow, in my normal time, and we would have done this, and I would have had to dodge all the churro eaters and all those other things, and all the people with their big pretzels and stuff. It just, you know, it's, you know, all these crazy people. This year we don't have that. But anyway, it is National Signing Day, round one. By the way, there's two of these days this year. So this will not be, this is not a fun moment.
Yeah, everybody. Double the Mountain Dew for everybody watching.
But what's the controversy where the big schools that can flip guys or say, oh, we don't really need this and we're concentrating on our bowl games. Who does this benefit and who does this hurt?
It benefits those who are on it fast. And I think at the end of the day, it kind of hurts the schools who weren't quite sure what to make of the early signing day. Because they're saying, okay, well, we still have National Signing Day. It's still that first weekend in February. However, you've got this early period where, okay, we got 3 days where we get to sign guys early just to make sure we get our guys on right away. I think it helps the big guns who are on it fast. And it hurts the other guys who are sort of hanging back and waiting to see. Maybe we should just kind of, you know, see how this all plays out. At the end of the day, this early signing period is easy. Any name anybody's going to throw out there, he's probably going to Georgia. Georgia's really sort of taking everybody. Every lineman, every great quarterback, every defensive player. You know, Penn State got a defensive lineman or two. And, you know, Alabama's Alabama. But, you know, Clemson's got a couple of guys. But basically, this whole thing is about Georgia, and it's cleaning up everybody.
Can you flip a guy who's signed? What is the actual rule,
no.
And then what's the de facto rule?
You're stupid if you sign today if you're a player. I don't get it. Because if you're a top 150 player and you sign, you're in. It's just like a normal signing period, which means if that coach leaves, you're hosed. If they decide, okay, well, if you're like a three-star running back and you sign on, and all of a sudden the school decides, okay, you know, we're going to sign on five more running backs, including a couple four- and five-star guys, you're hosed. If your position coach leaves, that's it, you're in. And so I get it to a certain extent because a lot of these guys just want to get in. They want to get signed on, get in, get on with their lives. But if you're a player, especially if you're, let's say, one of those Ricky Rowe types who, you know, kind of likes to want a little something extra, I don't know why you would sign. Because out of the top 150 or so guys, roughly 120 of them are signing on today. So if you're one of those remaining 30, you just jacked up your price a couple 100% there, because now everybody's going to panic and everybody's going to want you.
What was the incident of the day, the eyebrow raiser of the day? Was it the Micah Parsons thing? What had everybody saying, oh, I didn't see that coming?
Yeah, there really hasn't been one of those yet. That's one of the stranger parts about this. There hasn't been the massive flip. You know, one guy went to Kansas when, you know, okay, great. Why is he going to Kansas? And, you know, Mississippi State got a random, you know, rogue wide receiver, but there really hasn't been a whole lot out there. You know, Micah Parsons was pretty much scheduled to go there to Penn State. And so now
there a recruiting incident? What's this recruiting incident that I'm reading about regarding Ohio State?
Yeah, okay. So apparently a guy went on game day. He was shown taking pictures with Urban Meyer and other Ohio State dignitaries, and the NCAA decided that's not a very good thing to do. And so then Ohio State wasn't able to recruit him. But the bigger overall thing, I think the storyline of the day, one, there wasn't a whole lot of crazy things. And secondly, there's some rumor out there that Dabo Sweeney's been recruiting anti-Ohio State by saying things like, well, you know, Urban Meyer's career is pretty much over, so you might as well come here to Clemson. And obviously that doesn't sit well with a certain part of the country.
Locally, well, anything to write home about?
Nothing yet. It's everyone likes who they got. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to remember, if you're in Illinois, if you're in Northwestern, you're recruiting to a type. You're recruiting to the guys who who are going to fit the guys that you can possibly get. There isn't some massive splashy thing happening. Again, as always, you know how this rolls. Wisconsin's going to get their guys, and they're going to end up, you know, playing the Big Ten championship every year, even though they don't have anybody in the top 150. What happened this last year? All the five-star talk, everything, Baker Mayfield to walk on. There's your Heisman winner. So you just never quite know how this is all going to work out. Taking it to the macro version, which I always kind of do, you can say, okay, there's a couple guys here or there, whether it's, Trevor Lawrence is the next big, quarterback with the hair like sunshine out of, remember the Titans, or Justin Fields, what's he going to do as the quarterback at Georgia, even though Jake Fromm's a true freshman, he's probably going to win a national championship. But really on the greater whole, again, Georgia, Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, the biggest of the big guns are pretty much loading up again.
Are they ever going to think outside the box and revamp this system to something that we're not even considering right now? Some way of rolling admissions or rolling acceptances rather than declaring certain enrollment periods here, like we're signing up for health insurance. In your mind, is there in general a better, fairer way of doing this?
I think the fairest way to do the hardest part about doing this is you have to have, I understand the idea of having to have a hard signature that says you are in and you're locked in. Because if you don't do that, the vultures come. And that the whole idea of all these verbally committed, like Justin Fields, who's the star quarterback recruit of Georgia, he was a hard lock verbal that I'm definitely going to Georgia. It's my dream school. This is a no-brainer. I'm in. Then all of a sudden, then you've got all these other schools that kind of, use their sphere of influences to try to, I don't know, just to be nice about this, but just kind of push them to their school. So all of a sudden, then it was open, and then he ended up signing with Georgia anyway. And if you're a coach, you need to kind of know what you're going after. Like if you say, okay, 3 years from now, our linebackers are going to be depleted, so we're going to sign five linebackers now, you need to kind of know that you've got that. And that's going to be the other part of this. Between now and the next signing day, where, okay, do you know whether or not you need certain linebackers or certain players from now until then? You know what you position, you know where you stand now after this early signing period.
All right, this is maybe a question for a lawyer, but I'm sure it's been asked before. Does a literal signing by an 18-year-old constitute a legally binding contract?
No, because you have to have your parents sign as well. And I'm talking
clearinghouse part.
Even at 18?
I'm pretending to know what I'm talking about here. But remember Alex Collins, the current Baltimore Ravens running back?
Arkansas.
Sure. Where his mom had it was her dream for whatever reason, however you want to say this happened. She wanted her son to go to Miami. Whatever reason she had it in her head that her son was definitely going to Miami. He wanted to go to Arkansas, for whatever reason he wanted to go to Arkansas, and she refused to sign. And so there was a long period of time there where Brett Bielema couldn't quite get Collins in because Collins signed, but mom didn't sign. So I think you have, even at 18, I think you still have to have that parental signature that says you're in, or some guardian signature that says you're in. I could be very wrong about this. But it hasn't really been challenged before, so I'm guessing that that's what it is.
These dudes still using fax machines too, right? There's a camera for every one of these things from ESPNU in Tallahassee or in Tuscaloosa, and you see guys walking over to a fax machine waiting for a guy to fax. Is that still in use?
Yeah, it used to be what kept Kinko's in business for a day or so. Everyone had to run over to there to find a fax machine. But yeah, it's still the world of you still need that physical signature. It's fax machine day. They use it once a year, and it's part of the whole antiquated system. But to your other point, Dan, was that I don't know exactly how you fix this because there's so many different parts to our. And everyone's in the same boat. Everyone's all slimy and greasy on this when it comes to going after recruits. And even now, I guarantee you, with the Justin Fields signing, somebody somewhere at some school is whispering to Jake Fromm, hey, you know what? This Fields guy they just signed, if this doesn't work out for you, you know, come on over here. Jacob Eason, I'm sure, is sort of under the table fielding a lot of different offers from places saying, hey, you know, you were the number one guy a couple years ago. They just signed Fields. They got Fromm. You're not playing at Georgia anymore. And so, hey, how about transferring over here? So there's just no really good way of doing this outside of just making it, you know, open bidding and just saying, you know what, you know, pay the guys whatever you want to pay them, you Jim Bob boosters, and let's go from there.
Pete, thank you, and I'm sorry we don't hear It's a Small World playing in the background as we do usually, but...
You guys always take 20, you know, 10 minutes or so out of my, you know, Disney World hellhole experience, so this year I'll have to go on without that.
Thanks, Pete.
Later, guys.
Pete Futak, brought to you by Burlington. Make your Burlington store your coat headquarters and save big on great styles for the family, plus sweaters, scarves, hats, gloves, and boots for way less. Burlington, style for everyone. More baseball talk. We did a lot of that in the 2 o'clock hour. We are going to get the latest on a team that, in for strange reasons, has been the center of hot stove discussion because of the possibility of a Manny Machado trade and the unfortunate news about Zach Britton. Our guy Rock Kubatko from MASN is going to join us next on The Score.
Up next for the 4-10 Bears, it's a Christmas Eve battle of the bad as the Bears face the Browns at Soldier Field. Get a full preview right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for...
This holiday season, make the smart choice and switch to Sprint and get a new Samsung Galaxy Note 8 50% off your lease. That's right, 50% off the Note 8, one of Samsung's hottest devices. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, you can upgrade to the latest Galaxy anytime after 12 lease payments. Visit your local Sprint store, sprint.com/holidaydeals, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month lease and new line, $20 per month savings via credit applied within two bills. Early termination results in remaining balance due, subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So
that,
do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I have a difficult time discerning meaning in anything that we're going to see from here on in. That's going to, other than watching Trubisky try to calibrate his targeting system. Because I don't mind throwing picks. If he's able to learn from these things. If he's able to say, oh, okay, that's not open. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This week in 1969, Vince Lombardi coached his last football game. The famous play in the NFL deemed the Immaculate Reception took place this week in 1972. Sportscaster Howard Cosell retired this week in 1985. This week in 1990, Bo Jackson became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games in two sports. This week in 1996, the Steelers' Cordell Stewart ran a quarterback record 80 yards for a touchdown. And this week in 1997, the Chicago Bulls coach Phil Jackson became the quickest coach to reach 500 wins.
peak in 1889, the bicycle with a back pedal brake was patented. The first games of the new NHL were played this week in 1917. This week in 1932, the Chicago Bears won the first NFL playoff game. Manufacturers got permission to use synthetic rubber for a baseball's core this week in 1943. This week in 1951, at the first coast-to-coast televised football game, Joe DiMaggio announced his retirement from baseball this week in 1951. The NBA's 1,000,000th point was scored this week in 1962.
Oh, hi there. Al Dukes here. And like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have like sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
At the height of
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
This is quarterback development. This is what it looks like. You have guys struggle. You're going to have points where you think the guy's a bust. You're going to have points where you're like, it's just not, the light hasn't come on. And then hopefully, it's going to be the third year. It's not going to be next year, because presumably, you're not going to be in the same scheme or have the same guy around him.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
I remain convinced that that kid can be great.
So do I.
But this is who they have. And in no way is the book written on Mitch Trubisky. It's stupid to say so. If anybody's out there saying it, there's still absolutely a chance that he can be great.
Still would bet on good quarterbacks.
So would I.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago